acting director of public affairs of parliament, Kate Addo, says all is set for the house to receive President Mahama to deliver the state of the nation address today. Talking to Agatha Samoa on Behind the News, Madam Addo said security has been beefed up to protect all who will be in the house to witness proceedings. She advised all relevant stakeholders, especially the media, to attend the program with the appropriate invitation and be mindful of the basic requirements for entry into Parliament House.
This is not the president's last State of the Nation address. In an election year, the president is mandated to give two addresses, one at this time and one towards the end of the year. So for this term, the State of the Nation address, the final one, will occur towards the end of the year, a date which will be communicated to the parliament at the appropriate time. So you may want to avert your mind to parliament is prepared to receive the president, as is our custom. We have liaised with the security agencies, we've liaised with the Flagstaff House, we've made sure that the presence of parliament is here to receive the president and all the dignitaries that will gather tomorrow at parliament to hear the president deliver his State of the Nation address. Some of the issues that come up when we have large numbers of people coming to our parliament and staying in the same space are issues that concern security and the safety of not just the local dignitaries that will come, but also the diplomatic corps, other international dignitaries that will come. We've ensured that security is beefed up. Having said that, I also want to say that parliament still remains the house of the people, and therefore we sit in public. So any parliamentary sitting, whether it is in the premises of parliament or outside of parliament, is a public sitting. And what therefore it means is that members of the public are invited or can actually come to parliament to listen or witness events as they unfold, special sitting. And therefore, anybody wanting to come to parliament must come with the appropriate invitation, which we have issued out. So it's important that anybody wanting to come to parliament, in order to avoid any embarrassment or having to answer uncomfortable questions, must be careful not to come with any offensive weapon or anything that will cause concern for security people, because those things will not be countenanced.